there's quite a gulf there. The reasons for it are multiple challenges within the community, resources, education that the community receives locally is not at the level that it should be. These all require certain commitments by the University of Illinois, to help these students succeed once they enroll in this university and are accepted and matriculated. What can that be? Well, I think academically, they need extra support. I'm a physician in the community, but I also work with the Hispanic Center of Excellence here within the College of Medicine. And in doing so, I've seen many kids struggle, even in medical school. And why is that? Well, because, again, they did not receive the level of education they should have received. You hear it in the news. It's no secret to anyone here who is following the struggles and challenges of the Chicago public school system. So I think we need to be aware of that. We need to be sensitive to it. We need to address it, and we need policy and processes within the university that allows this university to be proactive. And the reason to be proactive is to ensure that we have the greatest rate of graduation of these individuals. The University of Illinois, a student who is now enrolled in a four-year track, should be seen by this university as a great resource, as well as the African-American students and all students in this university. But especially these Latino kids, because they have a special mission. They need to graduate. They need to get out in the community, and they need to deliver the services that the community is looking for. They're looking for competent, culturally sensitive individuals that can come back into the community, create economic power force within the Latino communities, provide the education, and also be role models, actually. Role models teaching the kids and the community what can be done when you're given the opportunity. I talk in this slide as well to the issue of support for educational programs and supporting counseling for not only Hispanic children, but all college students should have that opportunity. We're living in a very stressful time. I look around and I see so many kids that are using electronic means for everything, from research to communicating to causes a very stressful situation, and fortunately I come from a time when there were no cell phones, there were no Facebook, there was no internet really, except for the systems and the lighted fiber lines at the Champaign campus and University of Illinois campus. So I come from a time when there was less stress in the entire spectrum of life. Now we're living in an area in a time when it's just nonstop. I doubt that very many kids have a moment to just be quiet. I doubt any of us have a chance just to be quiet for a moment. So it's a stressful time. They need support. They need academic support. They need counseling support. I also put in this slide that there is a need for role models. There is a need for these individuals who can provide an inspiration for some of these kids, a place where they can go, a person they can talk to, someone who can calm their fears and tell them they can make it through. I think this is great for all students, not just Hispanic students, but for all students. Hopefully the alumni can help with this particular piece. I think it's really needed. It doesn't matter whether you're Caucasian, Black, African, Asian. They're all stressed. I can see that. I have two kids in college, one in medical school, here at the University of Illinois. So I see the stresses they're under. So it's something I want to put in front of you and want you to consider it in your deliberations moving forward today. There is a program, and I wanted just to bring this up because I found this program in my research. It's called the HSI program from the Department of Education. Why do I bring it up? If an institution becomes an HSI, Hispanic Serving Institution, it tends to open it up for a lot of funding. I can't say the numbers. I'm not that aware of what they are. But again, look, every organization is looking for resources. I think the University of Illinois is no different than any other institution. This is a